BBC News at 3 o'clock. A senior figure in world football's governing body, FIFA, has said he would be in favour of rerunning the bidding process for the 2022 World Cup if allegations of corruption surrounding Qatar's successful bid were proven. FIFA's vice president, Jim Boyce, was responding to allegations by the Sunday Times, which says it has obtained millions of emails and documents relating to the bid. Police in France have arrested a man suspected of being involved in a shooting at the Jewish Museum in Brussels last weekend, in which three people died. The 29-year-old was detained at a bus station in the city of Marseille and was found to have two guns. Reports say he'd previously fought with jihadist groups in Syria. An American soldier freed by the Taliban in Afghanistan yesterday is on his way to a US military hospital in Germany. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was captured nearly 5 years ago, was exchanged for five senior Taliban militants who'd been held in Guantanamo Bay. The family of a man missing in Malaysia have thanked the British and Malaysian governments for their renewed efforts to find him. Gareth Huntley, who's 34, was last seen going for a trek while in the country to work on a conservation project. Jane Francis Kelly reports.
Gareth Huntley from North London has not been seen since last Tuesday when he went trekking on Tierman Island off the southeastern coast of the country's mainland. Today, the Defence Secretary, Philip Hammond, who is in Malaysia for a conference, met his counterpart there who assured him they are taking the matter very seriously. The search team now includes 10 paramilitary commandos, 5 police officers, sniffer dogs, fire rescue personnel, 2 patrol boats and a helicopter. Mr. Huntley's family have said in a statement that they are hugely grateful to the Prime Minister, Mr. Hammond, and the Malaysians.
The England football team has departed en route to the World Cup in Brazil. They're heading to Miami first for warm weather training and 2 friendly matches. The first game is against Italy in 2 weeks' time. BBC News.
Now here on BBC Radio 4, the classic serial, Barnaby Rudge by Charles Dickens. Barnaby has lived with his mother and his pet raven Grip since his father was apparently murdered along with his wealthy employer, Reuben Haredale. Barnaby Rudge, Episode 2, The Maypole Falls, with Ian Glenn as Charles Dickens.
Now, don't you fret none, Grip. It's only the wind. No more than the wind.
Closer! Closer!
Five years have passed since young Joe walked out of the Maypole, since Ned Chester walked out of his father's life, since Mrs. Rudge and Barnaby and Grip the Raven walked and flew out of Epping. None of them have been heard of since. And yet, in the dark of the night, do the ghosts of the past sometimes slip and slither into our present?
No.
Ghost.
You say?
I saw it with my own eyes.
It?
Him. The ghost of poor dead William Rudge, murdered on just such a night as this.
I distinctly, oh, you remember, 'twas in the bleak December.
True, when each and every ember cast its ghost upon the floor.
And there came a rapping, as if someone tapping at the door. And when we opened, there was poor Mr. Reuben Haredale, his throat cut, the blood a-bubbling out. Aye, and Will Rudge, not found till 6 months later, all bloated and white in the river.
Bloated and white.
Ah, those are the days, Solomon Daisy.
Well, that's what I'm saying, John Willett. They come back. It were Will Rudge's soul looking for peace. Aye, and who's to say that Mr. Haredale ain't out there and all wailing? A lost soul, the murderer still undiscovered.
Undiscovered, you say?
We all knows it.
Well, someone don't, not yet, and I reckon it's up to me to tell him.
You a horse, saddle me up the old road.
What do you want to go gallivanting this time of night?
And what do you want to know for? You just do your job or it fits you. Such a...
But you won't, will you?
By God, I never should have took you in.
Well, that's
you.
Right.
You've had enough years' work out of me, Master Maypole.
You'd have been dead in a ditch if I had.
And who's to know if I'd have been worse off?
Does each one of us have a choice when we face that unknown, that unthinkable moment? Do we have a choice? Or does the crowd take us to itself, will we, nil we?
I asked to see Mr. Geoffrey Airedale.
How do we act when fear comes tapping at our door and asks the big question?
Well, I told Saul Daisy to keep his mouth locked tight.
Wise. These tales of ghosts and such like things can scare the credulous. And my niece, Emma. She was an infant then, but even so, a story like this...
Daisy may be a fool, sir, but he ain't blind. He saw something.
What do you think, Mr. Willett?
Your brother and his wife, Will Rudge, all cruelly murdered in the garden of the only man unaccounted for. That we know, sir. What we don't know...
was the motive. Why the deed? And was the aim accomplished and...
If not...
has the murderer returned?
No bloody such thing as ghosts. No such... Who's there?
Here!
And here we go. It starts closer and closer.
What's your business?
As to how it'll go on.
What's your interest?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
I'm an honest man. We live hereabouts. I've known hereabouts. I would be missed hereabouts.
For all our characters as they go about their ways.
Have no fear, sir, if you're a good Protestant man.
My faith is none of your business, sir, but that is my church, and it's a good English one.
We are looking for a lodging. Do you know of an inn?
That'd be my inn. The Maypole, not quarter of a mile away.
Then well met, landlord. I am Lord George Gordon. This is my secretary, Mr. Gashford. Do you have rooms for us?
This, my lord, is Blenheim, the best room in the house.
I want nothing special, landlord. A stable will do.
You need peace and quiet, my lord, to gather strength. You are too precious for the nation to waste.
Oh, I am nothing, Gashford, merely the vessel.
For what, if I may be so bold as to inquire, my lord?
Is you the vessel?
For the soul of the nation, my friend. For our salvation from the painted claws, the white bosoms of the scarlet whore of Rome.
The whore, you say, you, of Rome? Is she... very painted,
sir. Oh, she is, my friend.
My lord, be calm. Tonight you must restore yourself, and tomorrow, London. Landlord, if you'll come with me, I'll tell you of his wants.
Well, I've heard of them crusades.
Yes, we've been on crusade through the west, the east and north, through the lands of the south, spreading the message of hope and illumination to the faithful.
Illumination, you say?
Yes, my friend. This late act of the government, freeing papists of the Anglican oath, allowing them to serve in the army and navy, will be our downfall.
But don't we need soldiers to keep them Yankee rebels in their place?
Aye, bloody Americans, they call themselves. Me, I call them a
lad. Are you sure you ain't a bit of a sympathiser yourself, landlord, of the Scarlet Woman?
Never in your life, sir. We don't serve Scarlet Women. She tweets coming here for a drink, I shall bar her way.
Aye, we're all Anglicans here, that's for sure. Of course, that's accepting them up at
hand. Any time you was a home, Solomon Daisy, you had enough to...
Yes, I has more than enough, what with ghosts from the past. I shall bid you good night. Though I should like to know, sir, what luck you had.
What luck?
Why, with the folk. How did they receive them words of illumination?
How? Why, friend, come by in the morning and you shall see how.
The morning must wait. Whilst we go back in time and find ourselves in a village.
Hooray! Help us! Help us! bird. Not you.
One of 100, 1,000 villages where a person might lose themselves, might, in the course of 5 years, feel safe, might feel all danger past.
Is there soup, Ma? It's a cold day out.
Cold day? Go away!
Aye, of course there's soup. Did you fetch the washing for Mrs. Porkins?
Of course I did. Grip wouldn't let me forget.
Porkins! Walkins! Coming closer!
Crumbs for you, Grip.
Do you remember our old cottage, Barnaby?
I liked that house.
I reckon it's time we went home. I miss the town, the folk.
If you say so, Ma.
Would you like that?
Grip, go home.
Goosey gander, we shall wander. Pick out the pies, pick out your eyes.
Your breakfast, sir.
And their past becomes our present on a winter's morning where lives begin to twine together, much as they have for centuries around the old maypole that still stands outside the Maypole Inn.
Well, his lordship, I have nothing more than bread and water.
Lord Gordon will have it so.
But it ain't healthy.
Landlord, he is a very saintly man. These kidneys are excellent, by the way.
I believe I heard him praying long before dawn.
He thinks nothing of himself, only of the task God has laid upon him, to cleanse this land of the Roman sin.
So he's firm against the Catholics, then?
Aye, firm.
More devils?
I beg your pardon?
The kidneys, we call them devils on horseback.
After this day, landlord, you can call them angels.
Angels, you say?
After Lord George, who has ridden through this land, speaking not in the tongues of man, but in the flaming words of angels.
Very nicely put, if I may say. Was you wanting any more? Oh, what on earth?
Come, landlord. Open the door. Go on, man. See and learn the power of the Holy Spirit. My lord, they wait for you, your people.
How do they get it?
Then I will go to them.
Oh, save us, I say. Save us all.
Oh, he will. He will.
Call on you now to gather yourselves, for the great task is before us. London and the corrupt and partial government of this country, a government that would cravenly allow Catholics into the army and the navy, where their papist doctrines will enable them to throw down our English church and build up Rome here in our green woods and lanes. I say, we are for the Church of England and England for Englishmen. What say you, my friend?
That's the damn spirit. Out with them all. Aye, and to the devil with them all.
You watch your tongue, Hugh. This business ain't for such as you and I.
On, not for me, old man. I've been waiting for this all my life.
Willie,
they're at the Maypole. The old Maypole.
Stop! I say stop!
You've more chance of stopping the sea, landlord.
But the Maypole stood for 100 years or more. It's well, don't you see? It's the Maypole.
No great cause is won without sacrifice.
They can't. Don't you see? It's the Maypole has been there from time immemorial. I see him. I say.
Sir?
Mr. Varden, excuse this interruption. I believe you know who I am.
I know who you are, sir. You are the man who blighted the hopes of a young friend of mine, Ned Chester.
If I tell you, sir, that no action in my whole life has caused me greater pain, but that I could not act differently. I acted from the best.
And how often in this life has the worst come from the best? But I will not keep you on the doorstep. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Mrs. Varden is indisposed, but you know my daughter?
Good morning, sir.
Of course. She is Emma's dearest friend, and I honour you, Miss Dolly, and hope to see you at Haredale soon.
I go to stay with Emma in a fortnight, sir. We commiserate together, being both bereft of an unkind fate. Shall I fetch coffee, Father?
If you would. Forgive my daughter. Like you, her feelings run strong on certain matters.
She's a fine young woman, and loyal, too.
You find that admirable?
I find courage and steadfastness admirable. Falseness and a smooth tongue I find less so. Perhaps I mistook Ned for his father, but that is a bell that cannot be unrung.
Your business, sir?
Has to do with a person we both respect, I believe. A person who 5 years since left these parts with her son, Barnaby.
Aye, Mrs. Rudge, what of her?
As the widow of my brother's steward, Will Rudge, I paid her a pension. When she left, she gave that up too.
I've often wondered why.
And not 2 nights since, a stranger was seen in the churchyard. A stranger, but not a stranger.
Go on, sir.
Dolly, the coffee.
I will be along presently.
The credulous soul who saw the figure swears it was the ghost of Will Rudge. Sir, you were a good friend to the lady. I appeal to you.
Of course.
Sir?
After Ned Chester was attacked, the very next day at Mrs. Rudge's, we overheard a rough fellow downstairs. We did not see, but Ned thought then it might be the Toby who attacked him. Mrs. Rudge sounded as if she knew him, though she later denied it.
At her cottage?
I believe it still stands empty.
I never re-let it, in case she should return, but now I wonder if my ghost in the churchyard might return there too. Maybe I shall watch over her for a few nights. Miss Dolly, I wonder if I might prevail upon you to bring forward your visit to Emma, to keep her company in my absence.
If Papa has no objections.
No, no, no. But, Mr. Haredale, there is another matter.
Coffee! You called for coffee.
Thank you, Miggs.
Shall I pour?
I will do it, thank you, Miggs.
Think nothing of it, Miss Dolly. My pleasure, I'm sure.
You are known by many, Mr. Haredale, as a prominent Catholic. I honour you for your belief, sir, but in these times there are many who may not. There is talk of this Lord Gordon who advances on London with some holy crusade. Thank you, Miggs. You may go.
I only wonder if it will be safe in the city.
I have never...
Papist in the parlour.
Don't take on so, Miggs. You ain't becoming in a member of the United Bulldogs.
But
associate status.
But
hold on. Let me finish this.
The Prentice Knights of old, now that the Prentices have all become made men, has changed its style. Simon Tappertit, however, is still as fixed upon greatness, lacking only the theatre for said role, and Miggs is still a yearning for her hero.
Done. Now, to what is you alluding, Miggs?
They was talking about this Lord Gordon.
Gordon who?
He's leading a crusade of all true Englishmen. I listened outside the door, that's what they said. He's coming to London. He's close. That's what they say.
True Englishmen?
English heroes.
And I asks you, Miggs, what is a hero? A hero is he who is not afraid to leap up and grasp the moment when it's at hand. In his hand, so to speak.
But what about your work?
Well, did Hector say what about work? Did Hercules or them other Greeks? Some say I'd be damned to the work. There's better work afoot for the hands of the British Bulldogs.
I ain't getting you drift, Sim. Where are you going? It's working hours.
It wasn't Alexander the locksmith, Miggs. It was Alexander the Great, because he was great. If you catch my meaning.
He probably had money of his own. Mr. Varden won't like it.
And I say G. Varden can go to the devil, because Simon Tappertit is going to see what fate offers the bold.
For some, the road is long and weary. But for Barnaby, it's as much home as any other place on God's earth. He has no future tense, no past to think of. He is just...
Barnaby! Don't run on so, boy.
Is it far no more?
It's a walk and away, that's how far. I tell you what, at the top of this hill, I reckon we should see the city. Here comes the devil!
Now, don't you go on so about the devil, Grip.
There's a devil! Rub your lines!
Why, Ma, listen! Is it the circus? Come on, over the hill. Over the hill.
Barnaby, wait, boy. For the love of God, wait.
Closer, closer.
Look, Rip, horses.
Hats off, lad. This is Lord George Gordon, who's going to save the country.
Save the country? Who wants to save the country, don't we, Rip?
Save your bacon!
Hear you, my lad. Are you a true-born Englishman? Do you go to church?
My lord, leave him be. He's just a simple boy.
I do. Don't I, Mark?
We want simple hearts. Our lord was a simple man, and our message is simple too. Do you want to save England, lad?
I do. I do. Me and Rip will save England, won't we, Mark?
Please don't take my boy. My lord, I beg you.
Would you like to carry a banner, lad?
More than anything, oh, when we just... Right, incarnate against all the baddies. Aye, so we would.
Aye, a true heart and solid English oak. Sign him up, Gasper.
This way, boy.
No, my lord. Lord, please. Please.
Why, don't you cry, Ma. Look, he's huge. Look, huge.
Still got that damn bird then, Barnaby.
Your boy is bound for glory, ma'am. On. On.
You!
Let me go, old woman. There's men's work to be done.
On a mother's heart, look after my boy.
I look after no one except myself. Come on, Barnaby Rudge. Let's show them how happy men march. Left,
right, left, right, left, right.
On a mother's heart, my little boy. Barnaby. Barnaby.
Devil's come to town, sir! Save your bacon!
Triple throw deadbolt with double tumbler and bridge ward. Now that is a lock, Sim.
It ain't Sim, sir.
Indeed, it is not, Miggs. No one could ever mistake... But no matter... Where is he?
Gone out, sir.
Gone out? But it ain't his time for going out.
The witch, I don't know, sir. But he said something about bulldogs and Alexander.
Alexander?
The great. Greek, sir, by way of being a hero.
Well, I hope he has a better reason than that, Mix.
Who am I to say, sir?
Who indeed? For who else knows everything that goes on here with a sharp nose?
My nose ain't sharp, sir. Begging your pardon.
I was being metaphorical, Niggs.
Excuse me, sir. I am a respectable person. Shall I inform Mrs. Varden that you has a condition?
Thank you, Miggs. That would be all. Unless there was something you actually came to tell me.
Miss Dolly, sir, is ready to depart to Miss Haredale's. She expects you will like to see her off.
I expect I will. Tell her I'll be along directly. And when Sim comes in...
Whilst the tumblers turn, Mr. Geoffrey Haredale is on the town, or at least in the town, at Parliament, where he cannot yet sit, being a Catholic, but where he may walk and observe the process of democracy.
Haredale! Good Lord! This is strange indeed.
Chester?
Sir John, if you please.
Are you... You can't be
a member? Indeed I am. In good standing, or should I say sitting. As for the title, I am a good party man, though we sit in opposition.
It seems your previous concern about marrying your boy Ned to money was...
Sons, eh? Well, whatever he is in the world, may he...
But what do you hear, Geoffrey? I'm in a hurry. Perhaps you will excuse me.
Oh, tish! You have a moment, surely, to meet a most interesting gentleman. Mr. Gashford, over here, sir. Do you know Mr. Geoffrey Haredale, one of our more prominent Catholics? We were at school together. He was my fag.
Excuse me, sir, I have no...
We do have an acquaintance, of old.
Had cause to beat him on a number of occasions.
Indeed. Of old, Mr. Gashford and I worshipped in common, at the same altar... Once.
I have learnt better where to kneel, Mr. Haredale, in the light of true religion.
In the light of true self-advancement, I believe. I wish you joy of it. Excuse me.
But, my dear fellow, here is a perfect moment for opposing parties to come together in amity to discuss the issues in a neutral forum.
Haredale, hold up, man. There's no need for this unpleasantness, though you always were hasty.
Let not Parliament impose this papist act on the people.
Lord Gordon has the ear of the crowd, Haredale. You should take heed.
I've never worshipped for convenience, Chester, whereas you have never acted from anything else.
I can assure you Sir John is a stalwart supporter of our crusade.
You make good companions. Betrayers both.
Oh, Geoffrey, it still hurts, doesn't it? I agree, she was a sweet girl. Really, she was always going to prefer me. Pity, really, because she was also a numbskull, and that would have suited you.
Damn your impudence, Chester!
Ow!
Sir, you slap like a girl, Geoffrey.
I fight like a man. Draw your weapon.
This is Westminster. You may not duel here.
Then name your time and place.
I say we will not bend the knee to Rome.
My lord, a moment! You may wish to discuss these matters with this Roman Catholic gentleman here.
Oi.
You here? Given up shoveling dung at the Maypole, have we?
I'll go where I want, good fellow Hugh, one of our stalwarts.
I'm sure he's an exemplary Anglican. Mr. Gashford, I believe Lord Gordon needs your assistance.
Yes, of course.
My lord!
Caliban, perhaps you'll favour me with a few moments of your Christian time.
Come back! Please, come back! Come back! Gashford! They're not supposed to do that.
They only wish to show their fervour in your great cause, my lord.
But not that, Gashford, not that. I don't want injury. I want to persuade them with my words.
He wants to persuade. He may as well want to fly or live forever. But here's a change. The tumblers turn and the lock opens and admits a hero into the proceedings.
Can't make a custard, my lord. Without breaking eggs.
Sir, you have the better of me.
Simon Tappertit, Esquire.
And your business with Lord George?
England's business, sir.
You see, my lord, this gentleman has no fear of a few cracked eggshells.
Nor heads, neither.
Yes, that was my meaning.
We must not provoke.
But ain't they provoked us, my lord? For years, ignoring us, going their own way, stuffing their own pockets, making their own laws. Stepping on the faces, I say the faces, of hard-working Englishmen. And for what? The question's rhetorical, it don't need an answer.
You think not?
It don't need words, sir, but actions. And I, as chair of the United Bulldogs, ex-prentice knights, have answered your call.
And the Bulldogs?
Will be slavering at the leash.
My God, my lord, this is the calibre of man we need about us. A true leader, a fellow of vision and daring, with a cohort of dedicated followers. What say you, sir? Will you join us?
With all my heart.
What say you, my lord? Do we behold the man?
Are you true?
With all my hard-working English heart.
Then welcome amongst us.
And all your bulldogs, too.
Now be sure to send my best wishes to Miss Emma.
Of course I will, Papa.
And?
Papa, you are about to say the same thing you always say when I go to Emma.
I can only say what I believe to be for the best. And I think both you young women
should find a husband.
You know it, my dear.
It might be said that both these young women had found husbands, and perfectly good ones, too.
My dear, 5 years is a long time.
5 years is a long time.
And not a word from either Joe or Ned.
She sent him away, Papa. She believed the horrible lies Mr. Chester told her. She blames herself for not being steadfast and true. She will not marry.
And you, doll? What about you?
Me, Papa? Why? I can drive myself.
What a modern world we live in when young women just ups and takes off. Varden, you're getting... In the name of God, Haredale!
Hush, man. Say nothing.
What happened?
Quick, off the street.
Just a bit more.
I think they would have hanged me if they caught me.
This was a rock. Oh, a lucky hit.
But my dolly, before you came, she set off...
She'll be safe enough heading east. They're gathering in the city as far as I could see.
Gordon and his crusade.
I think, Mr. Varden, that Lord Gordon, bad as he is yet the best of it.
Bulldogs all, are you here? Bulldogs all, are you ready to make your mark as Bulldogs true? Bulldogs all, do we march as the United Bulldogs of England to throw down the Pope and all his horrid works and all his horrid workmen? Then what are we waiting for?
In the fields at the back of the Foundling Hospital, there stands an inn. You wouldn't know it was there unless you knew it was there. The Boot, which for no good reason has become the meeting place of the more prominent members of the Great Protestant Association, as the Crusade now styles itself. Here is Mr. Gashford, the secretary.
A health, I say! A health to Lord George Gordon, who speaks for England!
Lord George Gordon!
Here too is Simon Tappertit and his bulldogs.
I say, raise another bumper to the new St. George of England now!
Here, Hugh from the Maypole.
I'll drink to that!
It should be noted that Gashford pays the reckoning. For now.
What say you, Barnaby?
Ah, yes. Barnaby, poor, drunk, deluded, doomed soul that he is.
I say, Bulbasaur, work!
Bulbas, idiot! You idiot! We the devils, huh?
The only clear head in the room. Pity his brain is the size of a pea. But here's a new face.
I hate some bloody blackbirds. Ill omens, they is. Come here.
No! Not Grip! Oh, Grip, let me look high.
He won't when I've wrung his neck.
Oh, no, no. Poor Grip. Poor Grip.
Hold hard, friend. Bird don't mean no harm. You can let it go.
Didn't you hear? I'm going to wring the little black bugger's neck because I don't like birds. Never have. Never will. Don't ask me why. It's a peculiarity of mine.
Didn't you hear? Let him go.
You
got two choices. Have a drink and we'll be friends. Or kill the bird and say whatever prayers you got to say. Look at me. You knows I mean it.
Gentlemen, you are heroes both. And I say let the bird go, keep the idiot happy, sit down and pledge with me. All for one and one for all.
No, you tell him, okay? Hey? That's right, yeah.
I like that. I think I'll write it down. What say you?
Yeah, then. Well, he's got some sense, at least.
Let me introduce myself formally. Simon Tappertit, captain of the United Bulldogs, formerly Prentice Knights, at your service.
Well, you're a cocky one for your size, I'll say that.
You may say what you like if you're my friend.
So be it, Captain. Dennis, simply Dennis, at your service on my part.
And your line of work, Dennis?
Let us say, I help some along what needs an helping hand, along, as it were.
Oh, good Samaritan, then.
You could say so. And you? What's your name?
Hugh.
Well, now I come to it and I get a closer look, I must say I'd rather be your friend than not. Will you drink with me?
I'll drink with any man that'll drink with me.
True Protestants all.
And Bright Boy here.
He's an idiot. He's a devil, huh?
Hey, don't you mind Barnaby. He's a stout friend. He'll stand to the end, am I right?
Aye, to the end. Hugh.
Aye.
First, Ma, I don't like your friend just not here, Hugh.
Yeah, don't you fret. I'll look after you, Barnaby.
By God, when we all look after Barnaby.
To Barnaby!
To Barnaby!
Praise times three!
May I join you, friends?
Aye, why not, Mr. Gashford? It's your party, in a way of speaking.
I only wanted to say good work today at Westminster.
Aye, we gave the papists what for, didn't we, just?
Except he got away in the end, I believe.
Not with our bloody head, Mr. Gashford.
Well, here's the thing, Mr. Dennis, the very thing. We have to show we are serious men and we mean what we say when we say no popery.
Oh, that's the right stuff.
We need those who are not afraid to act.
Then I'm your man, Mr. Gashford. For organisation, for vision, for implementation.
Right.
This is my hour and I mean to seize it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The world will long remember the name of Simon Tappertit and his United Bulldogs.
Right. And I'm the fella for settling up all accounts at the end.
So you are, Dennis, so you are. And you, Captain Tappertit, with your elite and disciplined force of bulldogs.
We will be ready.
Yeah. Tomorrow at noon, gather your people, gather them all, outside Parliament for the great meeting when finally the voice of England will be heard by every ear.
If you're looking for the hand that ain't afraid to strike, look no further.
Until tomorrow, the day of wrath.
Across town, in the house of the locksmith Varden, a vigil is being kept. More or less.
Oh, sir! Wake up! Wake up!
What? Who? Where? Miggs?
He's back! God bless his little legs!
Sim?
Safe and sound!
Well, where is he then?
He waits without.
Without what?
Without the front door.
What are you talking about?
He's outside the front door, in the street. He says you are to come out to him.
He says what?
That you should come...
Enough. Sim, what is this nonsense? You're paid to work, sir, not to go gallivanting about the town.
Gallivanting, you call it, G. Varden? I call it defending my country.
You've been drinking, haven't you?
My imbibing or otherwise is no concern of yours. There are matters closer to home that will bear discussion and talking about.
Is everyone losing their senses tonight?
Many of us is coming to our senses.
Come in, Sim. Go to bed and forget all this.
I am here for one reason only. I hold no affection or respect for you or any Master G. Varden. It is for Miss Dolly that I have a passing... nightly concern.
What about your mixie, Sim?
You may be smothered, girl.
Oh!
You all may be this coming day. Or burned alive in the pyre of popery unless I takes you under my protection.
Oh, Simsy, save us!
Miss Dolly?
She's fortunately not here. She visits her friend.
Miss Haredale, her Roman Catholic friend.
That's none of your damn business.
Ain't it just? I gives you one chance. Write no popery on your door... big letters, and you'll be safe. If I put in a good word for you.
You'll be damned, Simon Tappertit.
Bless you, Simsy. Bless the United Bulldogs, late the Prentice Knight.
Damned unless you come to your senses now.
Please to remember my associate membership as safe.
Big letters, mind. Or when they come, Miss Dolly will be an orphan.
But at least you won't remember her father being a sneaking, cowardly, bigoted...
The day of wrath is coming, G. Varden. And it's this Friday. Oh, and it's coming for you.
Simsy, don't leave your Miggs in the den of the heathen. Save me. Save my immortal soul from the Pope and all his...
Miggs, shut up!
And so we come to it at last. The crowd.
My friends! I have spoken to the gentlemen inside. I have shared our concerns with them, our deepest fears about our beloved Anglican church.
A good half of these here have not been inside a church of any kind in a 12-month.
I have spoken with them. I have pleaded with them. I have begged on my knees. Do not allow these laws to stand.
A good few have been in prison, debtors or otherwise. A good many have been in trouble.
They did not hear!
Many have little hope for anything better and so are ready for anything at all.
I say, my friends, go to your homes and pray. And we shall meet again on Sunday to worship together.
What happens now when the crowd has cast aside the barriers and constraints that habitually control us? Is it one voice that sends the spark racing through a thousand individuals to one great thing? Hear Lord George Gordon.
No, my friends, we must disperse. We cannot give them any cause to counter our holy crusade.
There, Gashford.
My lord, they are afire with your zeal, I with God's holy wrath.
There, Simon Tappertit.
To me, bulldogs! This is our time! The city will be ours! Bring out the book! All scores to be settled!
There, Mr. Dennis.
Burn them out! Burn them all out! And then hang them!
There, Hugh.
That's it, matey! Smash them all! Smash them all in the face! What care I? And what say you, Barnaby Rudge?
What say I, Grip? What say I? What's that, Grip? Where's Grip? Where's Grip? Grip, where's Grip?
There, Grip. He sees the moving mass below. As it begins to flow out of Parliament Square and set about its business, and Grip says... What can Grip say? Nothing. A single voice has no place here any longer. This is King Mob.
Ah, Knight's Black Agent. Come in. There's the bottle. I recall you do not sit.
Well?
Well, Caliban, interesting times, though I never saw you as a crusader against anything.
Rather say against everything in this damn world.
All of it? You'd strike it all?
Every damn twig of it, if you want to know.
I wonder if I do. Now, close to your old haunts at the Maypole is an estate, yes? I sent you there once with a message.
Yeah?
I think, my friend, I shall send you there again with a reply to a challenge that was issued. Go tomorrow with... Gashford tells me you have a crew, a special crew. The United Bulldogs? Yes, take them.
Maybe I'll be busy elsewhere then. Or maybe they won't want to go.
Tell them that Haredale is the greatest Catholic estate in the southeast, and its master, a prominent papist who has already escaped them once, plans to lay a complaint against Lord Gordon and all the other leaders before the Privy Council. So play the man, Master Hugh. Burn Haredale to the ground. And you will light such a candle as I trust, with God's grace, shall never be put out. Tell them that. They will like it. Remember now.
I can remember well enough.
In a world where nothing matters, I believe gold still has some currency. Now go.
You think I do this for gold?
I don't care why you do it.
And what about you? Why you?
And take the bottle. Why not? It's quite good brandy. Good night, Hugh of Tyburn. Come the day, come the man.
Come the day, come the man. King Mob is already up and eager to be about his work. This sword has been unsheathed and will not easily be put back in the scabbard.
They call themselves our leaders, these politicians. But I have told them what must be done, and their ears are deaf.
Shout louder, my lord!
I have shown them the consequences of their inaction, but their eyes are blind.
If they won't look, make them!
Yeah. None so blind as them that won't see!
I have begged them to look into their hearts, but their hearts are stone. So I say, they are not our leaders, our governors. God is our governor, and each man here leads in God's name. What has happened in London is not of our making. It is their fault and theirs alone. If they had listened, but they did not.
Well, they will now!
The storm is risen, that's for sure. But certain interests are still launching boats and setting out for harbors known, because there's always cargoes to load, something to be made, profit to be had for someone in these worst of times.
Each of you four captains will take your crusaders to a different part of the city. North,
yes, sir.
South,
yes, sir.
East,
yes.
And west. Search out idolatry. Any not wearing the blue rosette, any door unmarked with the word no popery. Refresh yourselves, my heroes. It's going to be a long day.
Yes. Epping? What's in Epping? The work's here in town, I say.
And Mr. Gashford says the work is to be found in Epping, at the Haredale estate. Burn it and we will light a bonfire they'll see in heaven.
I still say... Hold. Haredale Hall.
And an image of the trusty knight Sir Tappertit, saving, swooning, soft and succulent Dolly Varden, conveniently, if thinly draped in her nightie, from dire danger... Enter Sim's head. She looks into his eyes and breathes, and he feels her honey breath.
Oh, Sim, you are so masterful, and I am so undressed.
I say Haredale it is. Burn the papists all. What say you, bold Dennis?
I say them that labours in obscurity, or Ebbing, labours still in the name of the Lord.
So you're a wight that likes to stay out the light, Dennis? Why is that?
I'm a simple soldier, what follows his bold Captain Little Legs, eh?
Damn right! United Bulldogs to me! And don't call me Little Legs.
Follow my leader! I'm an idiot! Use a crusader! Drink up! Drink up!
Let this be a bee, Grip. Bee ain't no good for birds. Ain't no good for bondmen either, I reckon.
Cheer up, matey. We'll put you to work soon enough and that'll take your mind. Well... You won't bother about no sore head then.
Barnaby, you stay here and guard headquarters, all right?
Do you think Ma would come? I do miss her, Hugh. I do so.
Aye, I dare say she'll be by sooner or later. Now you make her proud and stay by your post, my boy.
I reckon we could use the idiot better. Oi, get your beak out of my ale, bloody bird. I hate them feathered buggers. Did I say that before?
Lead on, noble captain.
Aye, on! On for Gordon! On for the Protestant faith! On for England! No surrender! I like that. I think I'll write it down.
Why are you doing that? You ain't no informer.
It is a literary Jenner. People will want to know.
What? Last confession?
No, friend Dennis. First light. The dawn of a great man!
Miggs, someone at the door. Miggs? Where is the woman? Miggs, what are you about? There's someone at the door.
Broke your arm, have you?
Miggs?
I'll let him in on the way.
Really, it's not safe out there.
Well, safe for some, I'll have you know.
What are you talking about? Open the door.
Oh, thank God. Safe for United Bulldogs. Farewell, Mr. Varden, and please tell your fat daughter that she... that... well, I... she can...
Mrs. Rudge! Whatever has happened? Quick, Miggs, water, brandy, something.
Do you mind? I'm trying to deliver a stinging farewell, if you don't mind.
We don't have time for this. The woman needs help. Please, Miggs.
I suppose if you put it like that. But let me give you notice that you are on... notice two. T?
Oh, God bless you, my dear. T? Oh.
Well, there you are, gents. Maypole's finest.
Looks like the ordinary to me.
So it is, Salt Daisy, because the ordinary is special at the Maypole. Poultry for warming anyone? No. And you should have a care, so don't want to be seeing no more ghosts, do you?
You may scoff, John Willett, and you may be the wisest amongst us, but I swear to you...
So, you come back, have you? Well, we don't serve gypsies in here. Your place is in the stables, Hugh.
A bloody cheek. Walks off and then just turns up as like to say, kiss my hand and...
Only passing through. Just thought I'd invite a few friends in for a quick drink before we goes on our way.
Friends, you say? Since when did you have friends?
Since right about now.
Tilts on the house for United Bulldogs, an all true Christian soul.
No, 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 this house. No, it ruined me. Hands off. Damn you. I'll see you.
For a few blessed moments, John Willett, landlord and master of the Maypole, is at peace. But in these times, peace is an offence to mischief.
Back with us, I see. Well, won't be for long. Your time is done, landlord.
Don't you say?
Here's a nice length of rope I found. And there's a nice beam for you to stand under. And here's a halter to go around your neck. And there's a chair to jump off.
No.
And you'll be dead.
To the hole, my brave bulldogs! Glory awaits them what is not afraid to grasp the nettle of opportunity. Dennis!
Be with you in a jiffy, Captain. I just need to hang up a sack of lard here.
What's lard, you say? Hank, you say? Oh, my poor Joe. I'll never see you more. Never to say, never to say.
Come along now. This won't take but a moment to stop up.
That'll do, Dennis. I'll tie him to the chair and we can be on our way.
Don't cross me, gypsy.
Seems to me you're a sight too keen on the rope. Just what is it you do?
Have it your own way. Tie him up, leave him to rot for all I care.
Way up, Captain!
Here comes Dennis!
I should have left you, Mr. Maypole. But I don't like that fella, so open up.
Open up, he says. Why?
Your friends will find you sooner if you're lucky. Or later if you ain't. You get a chance, which is about what you gave me. Gotta go now. There's a house needs burning down.
Here, drink this.
They have my boy, my Barnaby.
Let's pray he comes to no harm.
You've seen the smoke above the city. Lord, the whole place stinks of it. How can there be no harm? He's just a child. The child of my sin.
What are you saying? The boy is simple, but there's no sin.
Not his, for sure, but mine.
I find that hard to believe.
For not speaking out as I should. For keeping my tongue still when I might have told them.
When Ned Chester was attacked, the stranger who came to your cottage, you said he was a beggar.
My husband, Will.
Not dead.
Living all these years. Living off me. Robbing travellers. Living and waiting.
For what?
Gold. What else? Catholic gold. It's why he killed the Haredales.
Oh, God.
He killed the gardener. He framed him for the crime and I knew... All along I kept his secret. God forgive me, Mr. Varden, for he threatened Barnaby.
No one can blame you for that, Mom. Any one of us would have done the same.
I should have spoke out then, I know it. And God knows it too.
Hard by Haredale Hall, in the ruin of the Maypole, John Willett sits, tied, gagged, helpless. He sees, he does not know, he waits. And in time, has Hugh come back? No, this is worse, far worse.
Well, no. No, it cannot be. You're dead. You're dead.
John Willett dare not ask for help. Not of a dead man. So he waits.
Mrs. Rudge? Mom? Are you there? Mom?
She's gone.
Gone where?
Out.
She cannot. It's dangerous. The mob, the dark.
She has. Gone to find her lad, she said. I was not to stop her, she said, and to tell you thanks, she said. She took a sausage, huh? A Lincoln sausage, left some coins to pay for it. Was there anything else?
Miggs, all this will come to an end. Things will go back to the way they were.
No, I don't reckon they ever will. And maybe she was right.
Who?
The old woman. Maybe we should all go out there. Maybe there's a chance for all of us.
Wake up, Val.
No, not the maypole. It's Stouffer.
Willett, wake up.
Oh, Mr. Airedale, thank God.
What happened, man?
They tied me up.
In town, they were saying an estate, a Catholic estate.
Oh, my God, help us all. They meant to burn it to the ground. They're running mad, all of them.
My niece, Miss Varden, do you know...
Nothing. Only...
What?
A dead man, sir. Dead man. Come back from the grave.
Wait here. I have to go to the hall. But, I have to find them.
Sour smoke rises from the ruin of this sour deed.
Emma!
Destruction and loss all around.
Emma! Miss Varden! Emma!
Pray God, not death.
Oh, Lord, I ask nothing for myself, but let them be... Emma! Miss Varden!
Nor the dead.
You! God damn you to hell. Willett was right. You came back.
And in London, the captains have done their work. King Mob stalks the city. His fiery breath scalds respectability. The door is open. The offence is out. And in Parliament, come the day, come the man to reassure the folk.
The government is failing the people. They have mismanaged this whole business from the start. They do not deserve the trust or the votes of the people. I say to you, this opposition will not bow to the mob. Anarchy shall not stalk our streets. We will strike down these religious bigots. We will show no mercy. Call out the troops, I say. Call them out. Load with lead shot and save the land.
The man for the times, they say. Chester will lead us to safety. Nothing is beyond Chester, they say, and they are right. His moment of choice came and he chose. He plucked ambition from the burning branch and means to eat it whole. He knows nothing is beyond the power of King Mob, and through it, nothing is beyond the reach of Sir John Chester.
In Barnaby Rudge, The Maypole Falls, Charles Dickens is played by Ian Glenn. Barnaby Rudge by Daniel Laurie. Grip and Mix by Joanna Horton. And Mary Rudge by Heather Craney. Simon Tappertit was Brian Dick. Gabriel Varden, Ron Cook. Dolly Varden, Amaka Okafor. Geoffrey Haredale and Solomon Daisy, David Cann. And Emma Haredale, Jamie Barbakoff. John Chester is played by John Mackay, Lord Gordon by Clive Hayward, Gashford by Tony Bell, John Willett by David Schofield, Ned Dennis by Stephen Hartley, and Hugh by Ashley Cumar. Barnaby Rudge is dramatised by Mike Walker and directed by Jeremy Mortimer.
And there's another chance to hear this episode of Barnaby Rudge at 9 o'clock on Saturday evening on Radio 4, or you can catch up at any time over the next 7 days on the Radio 4 website.
3 into 2 won't go.
Edith doesn't love you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, she married you, it's true, but no one, including Edith, can quite understand why.
But losing the one can prove difficult.
Very well, then. I'm coming too.
No!
No! Dilly and I are going out, and we're not telling you where.
Further absurd romantic entanglements based on the novels by Ada Leveson. The Little Otleys returns to BBC Radio 4. Throughout this week, starting tomorrow morning at 10:45.
After the news, Book Club on Room by Emma Donoghue.